Next, we'll listen to an effort to protect people doing one of the tougher jobs in America. They're farm workers who labor under California's hot sun and may put food on your table. Much of the state has experienced temperatures over 100 degrees this summer. Heat exhaustion has already killed two workers. One was a pregnant teenager, and her death prompted Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger to crack down. He wants farmers to follow a state law that requires them to provide enough water and shade and rest breaks. Sasha Kokob, member station KQED, rode along with safety inspectors enforcing that law in California's Central Valley.
It's 5:30 a.m., and inspection teams are already out on the road, arriving early to catch up with farm worker crews, who usually start in the fields as the sun rises. Cal OSHA Inspector Eddie Miranda scans the horizon for porta-potties, a telltale sign that farm workers may be out in the fields. His job is to make sure farmers are following California's landmark heat safety laws passed 3 years ago. Employers must provide water, shade, and rest breaks. Miranda's first stop is a vineyard, where just four workers are hoeing dirt to plant grapes.
Buenos dias. How you doing today?
Farmer Jerry Doyle is out working alongside his field hands, and they seem to have plenty of water.
Have you done any training with your employees out here regarding the heat?
I'm out here with them the full time.
Okay.
You know, if it's too hot for me to be out here, then, you know.
It's too hot for them.
Yeah, okay.
After interviewing Doyle and several workers, Inspector Miranda is satisfied. But it's a different story when we make our next stop. The sun is higher in the sky, and the temperature is creeping towards the 90s. Shade is certainly not a problem here. Lush trellises of irrigated grapevines form a canopy over farm workers' heads. But there isn't a water cooler in sight. The law says water has to be readily available to workers. Miranda finds a cooler a good 5-minute walk down the road.
It's a long walk. And if they're starting to feel ill already, by the time they get to the water, they're probably already dropping the dirt.
As Miranda walks away to talk to the forewoman, two workers appear and lug the water cooler closer to the vineyard. And suddenly, a canvas shade tent pops up nearby. Miranda says it's typical for supervisors to scramble to make it look like they're complying with the law after inspectors show up. We visit two more farms, a tomato field where there's plenty of water for workers, and a pistachio orchard where the shade consists of a collapsible umbrella that's just big enough for one person, not for the 37 workers in the field. So half the farms we visit on this sweep don't appear to be protecting their workers from the heat. That's the same percentage Cal OSHA has found statewide. Since 2005, about half the farms inspected have been cited for heat safety violations. John Duncan heads California's Department of Industrial Relations. He's along on this sweep.
It is a very top priority. In fact, it's, you know, at this moment, our top enforcement priority.
Duncan acknowledges that with only 200 inspectors for the whole state, they can't possibly visit every farm. But he hopes sweeps like these will educate California farmers about the rules. Farmworker Emiliano Melendez hopes so, too. He's taking his lunch break at the pistachio orchard, sitting in a sweltering van. He says farmworkers in this area were shaken by the death of the teenager earlier this summer. There are farmers that don't pay attention to the rules, he says, and that's where we, the farmworkers, pay with our lives. For NPR News, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.